And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Gearing up for adventure. The nature industry is as strong as ever. As Americans head for the hills and the mountains and the rivers and the wilderness, I just got back from the biggest outdoor gear extravaganza in America, and I found some great new gear. So when we return, we lighten up, brighten up, and colorize our adventures with some great new stuff. When we return here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
I want to welcome all my friends from around the world. This is Sydney Wildsmith, and it's great to be talking with you live again after a week off. You know, I did a replay of a show last week. It was a really great show while I was journeying up to Salt Lake to attend the 2004 Outdoor Retailers Show. It was absolutely fantastic. And today I'm going to share just a few of the thousands of outdoor camping, orienteering, and water sport wonders I saw there. This is one of the showplaces of the nature industry, with over 1,000 exhibitors and thousands of attendees. It speaks to the significance of the nature industry in America and the world. I drove up with Claire, my associate producer, up through Las Vegas, heading up into the rough-cut canyons of Arizona, and then into the open spaces of Utah. I love to see the land. It was hot. It was really hot. A lot of people were talking about the heat. I heard some Mormon ranchers discussing how they were going to deal with the fact that they had run out of water. One said, "Well, just tell your cattle they can't have water on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday." And he heard his friend's reply, "Well, it just may come to that." They both laughed and looked away into the dry, hot hills. Time Magazine's feature story this week is that the world's big cats are in trouble. And as oceans handily absorb the increasing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, therefore slowing down the effects of global warming, the changes in water chemistry are forcing massive realignments of ancient predator-prey dynamics. As we hear that the terror alert warning has increased to orange, one strike away from red, I'm about ready to raise our nature alert from green to gray, one shade away from black. I'm prepared to say that we just cannot continue to pretend that it's all going to be all right. I believe it is time to state clearly. It is time to come together and get a grip and act like adults everywhere. Perhaps it's time we put away our weapons and arm ourselves for the real battle, the beginning of our struggle for survival. Maybe this is premature, but I think not. The Wild Side News is here to bring the voices to action. I am so glad to be broadcasting live again. Thanks for listening. We start today's show with the news, then we hear some of the wonderful voices from the people who keep making access to the outdoors interesting and light. The trends, as you will see in the weeks ahead, are for lightweight, truly amazing design, and applying new technologies to lighten and minimize the load. So after the news, some great new stuff. And now, the news. Politics is heating up as Kerry and Bush slap, kick, and spit their way to popularity with the American voters. The war in Iraq is firing up the war being fought in the political trenches. As the Republican convention nears, many in the environmental arena are perplexed about the efficacy of protest during the convention. The FBI, Secret Service, and NYPD Blue are coordinating efforts to identify potential disruptive activities. As a result, reports of visits and questioning by these agencies of environmental advocates are increasing. It feels like an El Nino is going to keep the political air heated well into the fall. Speaking of epicenters of potential danger, the West Nile virus has centered in a most unlikely locale. The virus, transmitted by mosquitoes, can have occasional serious effects, including death. It has been moving from the East Coast westward. Last summer, Colorado was worst hit. Many feared wet states like Minnesota might be the next concentrated West Nile breeding ground. So when it was announced that Phoenix, Arizona is now the hotbed of cases, people wondered, why? The answer seems to be in the thousands of swimming pools, lawn mistings, and water canals that keep the area green. It has become an extended breeding ground for the mosquito. Nature works in complex ways, far more complex than we can generally predict. In another insect story, scientists are coming to understand that many insects communicate through terrestrial vibrations, such as shaking a stick they are holding on to. The complexity is quite rich with some insects. The tree hopper communicates information within its species that can tell males where the girls are, and females to come and aid to the aid of their threatened babies. Perhaps the most unusual aspect of this newly announced finding is that it is such startling news at all. As we add ideas of insects caring for the young and fending off danger and more, perhaps we can begin to realize that this matrix of the living is startlingly vibrant with complexity. Perhaps it is time to rethink the whole thing and come quickly to terms with the fact that many have been asleep to the wonder. Perhaps it's time to wake up and feel the complexity. And that's the news. You know, here's a few reminders. I'd love to hear from you, so please let me know you're listening. Make sure you just drop me an email. Share your thoughts by sending it to wildsidenews@cox.net, COX.NET. And to all my international listeners, wow, I'd really like to hear from you about what is happening in your countries. I'll read them on the air. Next week, Paul Ehrlich. And then coming up next month, the Wilderness 2004 celebration, the world-renowned photographer Tom Mangelson, the wondrous works of Lighthawk, and our Scripps Report on the oceans. So it just keeps getting better. And all of this is available to you all the time on the archives. This last week, I met so many wonderful people in Salt Lake at the 2004 Outdoor Retailers Show, festooned with tents, kayaks, knives, maps, books, every concept in gear, camping, and adventuring. I actually only made my way through half of the show. So, in the months ahead, I'm going to share lots of new gear with you. So, I tell you what. Why don't you follow along on the website as we talk to some of the people that I met at the show. Well, here we are standing in front of a very interesting booth here with some little devices, handheld blowers. I'm talking with Brian Bates, who's with Bates Distributors. And why don't you talk about your blower here?
All right. Well, what we have is a product we introduced here at the Outdoor Retailer Show in Salt Lake City this last February. And it's called the Air Grill Blower. It's a handheld device that you use for campfires, barbecues, fireplaces, wood stoves, and it's really just your modern version of a bellow. You stick it in there, you crank the handle, it blows air, there's no more passing out in front of the fire, there's no more using a frisbee or a piece of cardboard and spreading ashes all over the place, and it's a real unique item. We've had a lot of success since we launched it at the show in the winter, and we have garnered a ton of great clients, including Plow and Hearth Catalog Magazine, Dick's Sporting Goods, Galleon Sporting Goods as well, Camp Moore. They're a very large online and bricks and mortar retail camping store. And we're here at the summer show and hoping to obviously garner some of the same success that we saw then.
What's amazing about the product is I'm sure you've all been out there and, you know, trying to start a fire somehow. And I know I have. When you get down to the last two matches and you're going, it's got to start now. And then you start and you hope it's going to work and you start blowing and blowing, but you can't make that, you really can't get the wind focused where it is. This does that, doesn't it?
Exactly. And that's a good point. I went camping a couple of weeks ago. We had a fire the night before. Woke up the next morning, there were still embers in the fire pit. Took out the air grill blower, pointed it at the fire, and before you knew it, we never even had to whip out a match.
What's cool about it, it's very, very small. Why don't you talk about the weight, the size, and the price?
Yeah, it's a little less than 1 pound, so if you're a backpacker and you're really not looking to carry a lot of heavy items, it fits right in your backpack, weighs less than a pound. Retailers are selling it at $9.99, so it's a great price point. We also have a website. Our website is www.airgrillblower.com. Air Grill Blower is one word. And on our website, you can buy it. You can also, of course, as I mentioned, buy it at those other retailers, Plow and Hearth, Dick's Sporting Goods, all sorts of different places and new places that we hope to be adding soon.
Talking to Brian Bates with Bates Distributors about the air grill blower. This is a very cool little device. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm looking at a rather interesting product here. As a matter of fact, a whole series of products, and I'm talking with Jamie Morris of Zodi Outback Gear. What is it that your products do?
Well, you throw a pump into a river or a water container, and it pulls the water up through the heating chamber and out the other end, 65 to 70 degrees warmer, out of an 8-foot shower hose. Everything comes enclosed in a rigid container. And you can also use the container as a 4-gallon water storage to draw the water out for a 5-minute shower.
Now, how does it ever get hotter than 65 degrees?
Yes, it's actually 65 to 70 degrees through the unit once from the beginning temperature. So depending on how warm your beginning temperature of water is, you'll be able to figure out how warm it can get. And it is all the way adjustable. You can run just one burner at a time or turn the burner down if it's too hot.
So it's propane-powered?
Propane-powered, and then the pump runs on 4 diesel batteries.
Okay, and actually I see, as I'm looking around the product booth here, I see instant hot shower. So that's really one of the main applications, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Under 10 seconds, you will have your 65 to 70 degree warmer water. You can also go with the single burner water if you're in a warmer climate and you are dealing with water that isn't quite as cold, which will take your temperature 30 to 35 degrees warmer.
And you can also use tap water, so you can actually heat up water for cooking and coffee and stuff like that?
This unit is not for potable uses. It's not suggested. You can use it for washing dishes, washing hands, showering, but as far as drinking goes, it's not recommended.
And you also have some tent heaters.
Yeah, they're the safest tent heaters out there because the unit actually stays outside of the tent. You put the intake and output hose inside the tent so it recirculates the air and heating it over and over again, running off of a 12-volt battery.
So if people want to contact you, is there a website?
Yeah, www.zodi.com.
Okay. Talking with Jamie Morris, you did a great job. Thanks. Well, now, actually, I'm looking at John Schenk of MNJ Bottom Line from Seattle, Washington, who has a new product he calls the Amazing New Hot Seat, and he encouraged me to sit on it. What is supposed to happen when I sit on this?
It's supposed to get warm and fuzzy instantly, and it'll last for 7 hours.
Well, let me give this a try. I'm looking at a little chair, and these are about 16 inches square. Am I close? 16?
16 by 15 by 2 inches.
See? Real good. And it says the hot seat, and I'm going to sit down on this thing. It's just like a little cushion, 2 inches. And let's see what happens. Oh, my God, that feels great. That's phenomenal.
They are fully portable, fully rechargeable. Can go anywhere, waterproof. And it's good for camping, hunting, fishing, outdoor stadiums, mom's soccer games, you name it.
What happened was I sat on it within about 5 seconds, suddenly my butt felt very warm and comfortably warm.
It certainly is. We have had a lot of wonderful feedback on these, mainly from the female side, and usually they feel like they need to run to the restroom real quickly.
I'm a little confused. Why is this rechargeable?
It's rechargeable because there's only two other products that claim to do this. One you throw in the microwave, which then you have to throw in the trunk of your car and hope it's still warm by the time you get there. The other one is a chemical reaction, which at the end of the heating process, you throw away. Ours is completely rechargeable, reusable, good for 700 uses. If you simply connect the seat with the two connectors, it will start heating. At the end of 5 to 7 hours and 115 degrees, you simply charge it up overnight like you do your cell phone, and you're good to go again the next day.
That effect will last for 7 hours then?
The heating effect lasts 7 hours. Just like your talking effect on your cell phone will last you about 5 to 7 hours, the heating effect lasts the same time. Charge it up overnight, good to go again the next day.
Okay, I'm going to try this on Claire, my associate producer. Claire, sit down. We're going to get a live reaction here. Okay, she's sitting on a blue seat.
Ooh, very nice. Very comfy.
What are you experiencing?
Great warmth, and I could see where this would help a lot looking at baseball games and football games and stuff like that. Yeah.
Fishing, camping, right? That type of thing?
Fishing, camping, hunting, boating. Yeah. Those cold steel bleachers, no more.
Very cool product. And so if people wanted to find out more about this, where would they go?
They can check us out on our website at www.thehotseat.biz, B-I-Z. Or you can call us in Seattle at M&J Bottom Line.
What's that number?
206-915-7837.
Now, if I was really anxious to get one of these, what would I expect to pay?
It retails for $69.99, and they're guaranteed for life. If it ever fails to heat or hold a charge, we'll replace it at no cost.
Then these are reaching out into retailers around the country?
That's what we're doing here at the Outdoor Retailer Show. We're talking with a couple of the shopping networks. We'll have an infomercial coming out in October in the northeastern part of the country.
I was going to say it's a very cool product, and it is, except that it's a very warm product.
It's a very hot product.
Bingo.
Thank you.
Well, I was able to talk with so many amazing people, and for sure follow up with this by going to the website, and you can click on the logos to see and connect with these people. You know, we're going to return. We take a close-up look at Wonders of Maps with one of the world's most extensive specialty map companies. So I want you to hang around here. Don't run away. It's always good to be here. I tell you what, there's nothing like actually doing this show live. Taking a week off was tough, folks. I actually so much enjoyed talking with you. So don't get lost. We'll be right back with more of the Wild Side News, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.